Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Having a plan for dinner, even if it's, you know, once a week, you drive through and you bring home a meal in a paper bag. If that's what you need to do and you can eat out on the back patio, I think that that totally counts as a win. And if dinner is really tough because either dad's coming home late or mom's got meetings or whatever that is, then can you make dinner, you know, your meal together at a different time? Can that be breakfast? But to say that we can never make time to have a meal together, it's you're missing out on the best part of family. I really do believe that. So we usually have all of our adult kids over on a Sunday night. They're all broke, so this works right now because they get free meals and leftovers.
Yeah.
And also, you know, one of the things that we've done is, even though we have adult kids who are living on their own, they come home and we do freezer cooking then too, so that they can have some good meals to have during the week. But getting around the table, I think, is more than just the food. It's also, is there something to look forward to? One of the things that we've done is we have a variety of questions that we ask, and we have those in the What's for Dinner solution. And those are things like, if you could be invisible for a day, what would you do? You know, silly questions that my kids still love. Or maybe just having an awesome time, you know, talking about, when we're talking about our days, never ask yes or no questions or things that could be answered with the word fine. You have to dig a little deeper, asking questions like, so what did you talk about in history today? Or did you get to sit with Brenny at lunch? You know, those are the kind of questions, you know, if you did, what did you talk about? Tell me about your new teacher. And get these kids, start these habits now that school is starting back up. And if you need to, have a discussion about them, saying, this is how we're going to do things. And even if school started 2 weeks ago, say, hey, we're going to have dinner to celebrate the start of school. Always take the opportunity to celebrate, even if it's after the fact.
Well, say maybe a word about some of the resources or ways to get linked up through your website, because I know you're writing and blogging regularly. So what can we find there? So.
Well, if you go to KathyLipp.com, that's KathyLipp.com, we have a couple of different things for you, which I'm so excited about. One is that all my books can be found there. You can find most of the first chapters free. Go and just explore, and we have a ton of free resources for you, plus the blog. But also, we have a new weekly podcast. It's called So Here's the Thing with Kathy Lipp, where we interview authors, and we talk to them about their best pieces of advice for women and moms in this very challenging time of their lives. And so you'll get some sweet encouragement, have a couple of laughs, and just be encouraged to be the mom and the wife and the woman that God has designed you to be.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.